Welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. My name is Ingrid, and I will be your host tonight, today, this morning, whatever time it is. I'm excited to be back with you guys, and I'm here to update you guys on relationship stuff, where I'm at, what I've been up to, what are some of the actions that I've been taking, and where I've been in this past 2 weeks. So first off, I just want to let y'all know, y'all might hear a few noises, y'all might hear some rain. It's been raining literally all day, but I had to get this done, so here we are. And just stay focused on what I'm saying and not what's going around me, because I feel like it's a little noisy. But all right, so last episode I was telling y'all that I was gonna be implementing a few things to, you know, get my relationship back, just doing action things and not talking so much about what I want to do, or just talking about, you know, or complaining about where I'm at. So just taking action, doing the steps, getting somewhere, and not just being stagnant, standing. So since the last time I talked to you guys, I have been doing some things to get my relationship back. And I just wanted to update y'all on my relationship status, because y'all probably want to know. Y'all probably want to know from the last episode. So y'all, lately, okay, so where do I start? So I've been being more intentional on spending time with God. I've been being more intentional about not focusing so much on the things that I feel like I need to work on. That's not what I'm trying to say. I've been trying to not focus on my failures or where I feel like I've fallen, but so much more on my relationship and how I just have come to the realization, when we try to fix the problem, especially when you're in relationship with God, you're trying to fix yourself, you're trying to do things on your own, you can't fix yourself. So you just end up going in circles, you end up just not really resolving things because you don't really have the ultimate finishing power to do it. So with that being said, I was just like, okay, if I focus so much on what I'm not doing, if I'm focusing so much on the things that I know I shouldn't be doing, or the things that I know that I need to improve on, I'm just like, look, the root of all of my issues right now, the root of just, you know, where I'm at right now is my relationship with God. I always use this analogy, sometimes you could be a fish without water, and water is literally your primary source of living. So when you go without that, it's kind of detrimental to you. You're barely breathing, you're barely surviving, because the thing that you need the most, you're being deprived of right now. And sometimes we deprive ourselves. It's like there's water right there, but because you chose to be where you were, or you're not choosing to go in the water, now you're deprived, and it just is horrible right now. It's looking dark. So I'm just being a fish without water is not gonna work. So I need my water. I need to get to my water. And okay, right now I feel like I can't breathe, or right now I don't have food, or right now it's I'm not able to get from point A to point B. But if I don't get to the root, or if I don't get to the thing that I need the most right now to get me there, it's just not going to work out. So I've just been trying to be more intentional with that, because I feel like as I build on my relationship that I already have with God, like me and God, we have like a, I can say that me and God have a relationship, but my end of the relationship, it be kind of rocky, because when things get tough for me, I don't know how to maneuver in that. And I don't know how to, it's like I can deal with God in it sometimes, but I feel like I don't be sticking it out with him. So when things get tough, I just retreat and I just be like, it just be complete chaos. Then it becomes complete chaos. Now I'm complaining. Now I'm like, oh my God, why is this happening? And then I just be like, girl, like, it's you. Like, it's you. You pulled away and now you're without your water. So, again, those are all symptoms of me not having my water. But I need to get to my water first. And that's the season I'm in right now. So I feel like I've been kind of saying the same thing over and over again, but I just really want y'all to get it, like, before I even go into what I'm about to say, or like me just explaining things. So like, I've been like more in my word. Like, to be honest, y'all, I was really slipping on that. I was really slipping on my word. I was really slipping on prayer. I was really slipping on quiet time. I was really slipping on a lot of the things that I used to do. And that just created chaos in my life. And I kind of knew it, but then it's like, I kind of chose violence or something. Like, it just doesn't make sense. But, yeah, so just being more active in doing those things, like prioritizing him in the morning, prioritizing him throughout my day, making sure that, you know, I'm reading, that I'm getting to know him as a person, not even like trying to read these verses or trying to read the word just so that I can get my verse count up, or so I can get my get my knowledge up in him, like knowing him, like even reading stuff that I've read before. It's like, okay, like I'm in a different season in my life right now. I may view it differently and he may speak to me differently in what I am reading. So that's what I've been doing. I've been being more intentional with my time with him, being more intentional on just doing those things that are going to get me back to him. Because at the end of the day, he didn't leave. I left. Like, I walked away. I chose to go and do my own thing. I chose to have this little break of mine, to have a time in my life. And girl, just terrible. But so yeah, just being more intentional with that. And it's so crazy because I remember that week that like I was starting, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be more intentional. And I went to my friend's Bible study. Like, my homeboy, he be having Bible studies on Tuesday, which I am so proud of him. Like, I'm so proud of you, David, if you ever listen to this. But I went to his Bible study one time and we was just talking, you know, talking about God, talking about different topics and stuff that, you know, we had on our mind. And he asked us all a question, which I felt like, oh my gosh, it was so profound. And he was just asking us like, okay, so like, if you and your partner was to not talk to 4 days, like would not talk for 4 days, how would you feel about that? And we just all like, we all going around the room like, that's crazy. Some people saying they can't go hours or stuff like that. And me, it's just like, the person I'm talking to, if you go ghost for a few hours, it's like, what are you doing? Like, that doesn't make sense. So we just going around the room just saying crazy answers, y'all. And then he was like, okay, like, what if it was 24 hours? Like, how would you feel? And I'm just like, 24 hours is crazy. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you dead? Like, I don't, you know, like, I don't get it. And so, like, he wrapped that around and he's just like, okay, so if y'all feel like this about your partner, if y'all feel like this in y'all relationship with somebody that you love, how do you think God feels when you spend the whole day without talking to him? And I'm just like, dang, that's so crazy, because some of us will spend a whole day without talking to God. And that is crazy, because if we were to do that with our significant other, especially somebody that you really, really care about, or that you really, really in love with, or you really, really care about. I said that already. But, you know, somebody that you really rocking with, and you go a whole day without talking to them, like, some people will be like, oh, that's cool, whatever, whatever. But for me, that's not cool. So, and he was just saying, like, what makes you think that you could go a whole day without talking to God? And that's cool. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I'm just like, dang, like, that really convicted me, because I really put myself in his shoes. Like, dang, like, my daughter, my friend, my, you know, like, somebody that I love. Like, I could just picture God saying, I love you. Like, I love you so much. And he's just watching us and he's just like, dang, like, you ain't talked to me all day, but you say you love me. And I just think that's so crazy that we could do that to him. And sometimes we do have to put ourselves in God's shoes, because he does have emotions too. So he's not controlled by his emotions, but he does feel, you know. So yeah, like, that was just really something that I really, really, like, it really sat with me, really penetrated my heart, and it really just had me reevaluate, like, dang, like, going a whole day without God is crazy. Like, that. And not even saying, like, because prayer is literally talking to God. So even if it's like the simplest thing, like something pissed you off, or you got some exciting news, like, I also be thinking, like, why sometimes we feel like we got to talk to people when we could, you know, talk to God, like, at a certain time in your life. Like, dang, like, you get excited, like, dang, I gotta tell God about this, and then you go tell your friends. It's like, just thinking of how he feels when we do that to him too. So yeah, that was like something that I really, really, really had to think about. And so just doing the work and not just talking about it. So I do want to share with you guys what I have been reading. So I have been reading the book that I've been reading. I read John over, and sometimes you may have read something, but it's like different seasons of your life. That thing that you may have previously read hits way harder. It may hit way harder. It may hit way different because of where you are. And I felt like, dang, like, you know, like, I have read John before. I've read the Gospels. Now, you know, I at least read in entirety everything that happened when Jesus was here, his life here, and stuff like that. So at least one book in full. And so so I was reading John. And as I was reading John, a lot of things stuck out to me. And one of the first things that stuck out to me, which was, I think it was like the second day, something that stuck out to me was when, so basically, John was leading the way. He was the person to before Jesus actually revealed himself, like before God revealed Jesus to everyone that he was the Son of God, John was preparing a way for him. So moving along from that, like he was starting to do like miracles in front of people, so people were able to see like the things that he was capable of doing through God the Father. And he always made an emphasis on that, like, I'm not here on my own, like everything that I do is from the Father, everything that I say is from the Father. Like he was submitted to what the Father sent him to do for us. And so y'all, people were basically walking with him, like he was doing the miracles, everybody like, ooh, ah, like you could do that. And then it came a point in the story, this is kind of in the beginning, and this is in John 6 verse 41 to 66, and he just like telling them hard things, like everyone done seen what he could do, but now he's coming with like commitment, like you have to eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. And they looking at him like, who are you? Like, who are you to tell me this? And he's like, this is somebody that he done already shown, like he done already proved who he was. He was telling them like, I am the Son of God. Like, well, he wasn't saying it like that at first, but it was just like, a 1 + 1 = 2 type of thing. So it's like he was revealing himself, and his disciples, the 12 that was actually walking with him, they believed in what he was doing, but the people believed in the miracles, the signs and the wonders. But when it came down to him saying, okay, like this is what it's gonna take to truly walk with me, this is what it's gonna take to truly be my disciples, they literally walked away. Like in the Bible, and I don't know if I was really clear on this, but the other people that were walking with them, so it was the 12, he chose specific disciples, right? He chose people along the path. But there were the other people that were walking with them, following them as he was doing these things. They were also disciples, but they weren't true disciples. They were just there because of what he could do. So like, oh my gosh. So like, he's telling them like serious things, like this is what is gonna have to happen. Like if you are truly down, okay, I am the living bread, and you will have to eat of me. And he wasn't saying it like literally eat my flesh and literally eat my blood, but he was just saying like you would have to eat of the spirit. And they looking at him like, what is you talking about? Like, what are you talking about, sir? We don't understand what you're talking about, and we not trying to do that. And literally they walked away. Like, if y'all go and y'all read for yourselves, it says that many disciples turned away when they heard what he was saying. They told him, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? Mind you, Jesus already knew like the hearts of those other disciples. Jesus already knew, like, some of them didn't believe. Like, they didn't believe for real. Like, they were just there for, as if he was like a spectacle, y'all. Like, as if he was like doing magic tricks, and they was like really fascinated about it, but they weren't interested in the commitment or the submission to him. So yes, so how that really like hit me was, I was having a conversation with God, and I was writing to him. I love writing. Is something else that's very, very important for me to do, because that's how I express myself. And so I've been doing that also, like writing more. And in one of my writings, I was telling him like, dang, like when it get hard, I really walk away. And I've really noticed that in my relationship with him, that when things get hard, I really don't know how to like deal for real. And so like I walk away, whether it be from him, and he always gets that part. Like he always gets me walking away. Like I really feel like the track star song was made for me, because it makes no sense. I feel like I'm a runner and I'm a track star. And so I'm just like, dang, like I noticed that it's hard for me to commit. It's hard for me to have commitment in this walk, because I feel like low key, like that's fake. Because when everything is good, when everything is going good, I'm here. I be here, like, but when things get tough, instead of me saying, okay, like I'm a stand in the paint and Lord help me, I would do that. But then it's like when things get overwhelming, or let's just say like I'm going through something, right? And in that something that I'm going through, God is showing me things or telling me, okay, you have to unlearn this, or this is a part of you, or you picked this up when you were younger. We're gonna have to work on this. And I just be like, this is too much. Like life is life right now, and I'm not trying to deal with that. Or even like really what it has been for me lately is my emotions. It's like when my emotions get too much for me to handle, I just be like, nah. Like it get to a point where I just be like, okay, I'm going to allow my emotions to unravel. When they do unravel and I feel like it's too much, I be like, okay, like this is done. Like I'm done. Like yes, I committed to allowing myself to feel, but now I'm decommitting because it's gotten harder. Oh my gosh. So I'm just telling him like, look, like this is the real, like this is how I am with you. And I remember one time when I was first going through like the situation with just losing my mom and stuff, and it was just hard for me to just like stay committed to God. It's like, don't get me wrong, I always tell God this, like even if I walk away, right, I'm not going far. I'm definitely not going to the other side. Like I'm not finna just be like, okay God, I'm out. Like I'm completely out of this. I'm going to the other side. Like no, that's just, I doubt that ever happens in my life. But it's just like, okay God, it's gotten tough, I'm gonna walk away. And so it's this back and forth with this commitment thing. And y'all, I just learned what, like, because at first I was just like, commitment and submission sounds the same, right? But it's like commitment, I read something and it was just like, commitment, you still have control over your commitment. And it makes a lot of sense, because one day you could be like, okay, God. And this could be subconsciously. I feel like this is a subconscious thing that we do, because especially when you come into the faith, like, or, you know, when something bad is happening to you, or when something has happened that's traumatic, and God come through and God come save us, it just be like, because that's honestly how I started my relationship with God. Was I was going through like a real relationship, because I felt like I knew God all my life. Probably like I just knew that God existed type of thing. And, you know, I did talk to him sometimes and stuff like that. But when I really took my relationship very serious and I was just like, okay, like I know you real, because I was going through this. I was going through a dark time. And you were the only one that could help me. You were the only one. And so that really had started my journey for real. And so I feel like a lot of our journey may start like that. Like some of our journeys start like that, where it's just like, okay, like I went through something bad, but you came through. But we hold on to that God. We hold on to the God that came through. And yes, he's the God that comes through. But he is also the God that can help us through difficult times. He is also the God that corrects. He is also the God that, you know, he helps us to unlearn things. And it feels harsh. It feels like, oh my gosh, why do I have to do this? But he's also that God. He's also that God of difficult times. But sometimes we attach ourselves to the God that God is always good. And I'm going to say this first. God is always good. But we attach ourselves to the God of miracles. We attach ourselves to God that does signs and wonders. We attach ourselves to the God that does good things. But when things get rocky in the relationship, because in a relationship, it's possible for it to get rocky. And I remember I was having this conversation. I'm just go through this briefly. I was having this conversation with my friends one time, and one of my friends was just saying, like, what makes you, because we were just going through, I guess, our relationship with God. And sometimes we feel like when things get rocky in our relationship, we no longer have a relationship with God. We feel like, dang, like I lost my relationship with God. But that's not true. You just reached a difficult time in your relationship, but you still have your relationship with God. And so that is one thing that stuck with me when she said that. It's just like, dang, like I do have a relationship with you, but we're just going through a difficult time. And just thinking of like relationships on this earth, that relationship is not always going to be in the honeymoon stage. And I feel like we do that with God. It's like we want to stay in the honeymoon stage with God, but God is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So he's the God of everything. So in any season, he's still God. He's still good. He doesn't change. None of that change. We change. Our circumstances change. Our situations change. But he is the same God. And sometimes when things happen to us, we feel like God did it to us. And it don't be true. Yes, God allows things to happen, but he never intends to have harm come to us. But we attach those things that we go through that are traumatic and things of that sort, and we attach it to God, and that isn't reality. It's just a perspective, or it's just a distorted perception, or it's just a narrow perspective. Is something that we can, I forgot, it's a word that my therapist used, but it's like we have narrowed in, we have zeroed in into this perspective, and so we miss everything else around it. So when things get tough, there's beauty in it, but because we can only see the toughness, because we can only see the traumatic areas, it doesn't seem like there's anything else going on to work in our favor. And so just going back to when things get tough, it's just like now I feel like I have to learn how to go through those tough seasons with him, how to lean on him, how to give him my burdens when everything is heavy, or giving my emotions, or just staying in that space with him, staying in that difficult space with him. Because it is, at this point, it's redundant to just, okay, be in this relationship with somebody. I'm in a relationship with somebody, but every time it gets tough, I retreat until I feel like the coast is clear, and that's not fair to God. And so now I feel like in our relationship, now I have to learn him in a different light. Now I have to learn to endure with him and not apart from him. And so, like, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, like, this walk is not the easiest. And I'ma say it. It don't be peaches and cream 24/7. And so when things get tough, we gotta learn to go through those tough times with him, because he's God. He knows how to get us through. And this kind of goes back to, I was just talking to my homegirl about this. Like, y'all know that saying that it says that God does not give you more than you can bear. And people have said that it's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible, y'all. First off, I believe I said it on one of the episodes. And I looked, y'all, and I could not find that verse in the Bible. Actually, what it says is that God will not tempt you beyond. And I'm going to look for it so I could tell y'all exactly what it says. Okay, so the verse is in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So yeah, like I brought that verse up because I first want to clear the air, like, that is not a verse in the Bible, but it's like a quote. And I don't know how, like, it was flipped into this, but this verse actually talks about temptation. Like, if you're going through something that's like very tempting or whatever, like a temptation that you're going through, like, God will give you a way out, and he won't allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. And so I just wanted to say, like, God be here to help us. He be here to give us a way out of something that we're struggling with. Like, he's not just here to watch you struggle, but he's here to give you a way out. And so, like, even though this walk is not easy, even though it's hard, even though we feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm sinking, or oh my gosh, like I'm never going to get out of this thing that I've been tempted or that's been holding me back in life, it's just like, if we stay close to God, if we listen to God, if we would just hear him out, if we would just give him that time, if we would just stick it out with him, he will provide a way out. And honestly, like, I just want to emphasize the fact that relationship with him is very important. And so if we don't have that relationship, there's a lot of things that will feel like it's overtaking us, but it can be bared if we would give it to God. And so a lot of things that we be going through, we just hold it to ourselves. Or like, even when we go into prayer to God and we tell him about the things that we're going through, we don't even give it to him. We don't even give it to him as if he can handle it. And so I just encourage y'all to, like, get in that closet, get in that quiet time, get in just reading your word with God, so that he can reveal himself to you, because a lot of the things that we're facing can be a result of us running from God, running away from submission. Submission, y'all. Submission. And I can go on about submission, but, and that's another thing that I feel like you cannot have submission without relationship. Submission comes with relationship. You won't submit to something that you don't even know him. Like, you don't even believe in him. You don't even trust in him. And truly submitting to God requires trust. And so us getting to know God, us being able to go through these difficult times with him, will build our relationship with him, because it's like, I know different facets of God. I know who God is in difficult times. I know who God is in good times. And I can also attest, like, God really has been, like, showing out in my life. And I feel like, honestly, it don't have nothing to do with what I've been doing. And even a testimony of just my car, that had nothing to do with what I had to do. And I feel like God was just telling me, like, yo, like, I'm still good. Even though you may have changed, even though circumstances have changed, even though your situation is dark, I want to let you know that I'm still good. And I don't even, that testimony I told y'all, like, I see beyond just the car. Like, I see a God that loves me, that, yo, like, it's nothing that I can do. It's nothing that I could do. And he's still coming through. He's still blessing me. He's still being a good God, because that is who he is. It's not contingent upon how good I am. Because I can't be good. If we can be truly honest with ourselves, we not that good. We can't be that good because of our nature. But he is still good. And so just take being more intentional with God. Not focusing on our symptoms, but having a relationship with him first. And staying committed when it gets hard. Because you can be committed when it's good. But when it gets bad, you just like, okay, the commitment is over. And that's the difference between commitment and submission. Because when you're truly submitted to God, it ain't none of that, oh, I'm backing out. Like, it's God, whatever your will is, I'm with that. Even if I would not normally be with this, I'm with this. And so, yeah, like, relationship. What's your relationship status right now? What is your relationship looking like? Get back to those things that, you know, actually fulfill you. Those things that you've been running from. Those things that really you've been depriving yourself of. Even if it's just spending time with God. Even if that's all you got to do to get back to it. And you just build from there. And so, y'all, it's a journey. Okay, it is a journey. It's a marathon. You're not gonna get it right in one day. You're not gonna get everything checked off of your list in one day. But just starting to do those things that will just get you closer to God is just the key. And it's so crazy. I'm talking about commitment because I went to church last Sunday. And what the preacher was talking about was, the question was, are you committed? And it's just like, yo, am I committed? Am I only committed when it's good? Or am I also committed when it gets bad? Because I don't want to be, God, I don't want to be that daughter that's always there for the good things. But I want to be that daughter that's there when it's rough and I could say, my daddy got it. Even if it looked dark, I could say, my daddy got it. So, yeah, I don't want to be that person, God. Like, I really don't want to be that person where I'm just one of those other disciples that were there to just, they seen the good things, they seen the miracles, they seen what he could do. They ain't believe in him, but they were in awe because of what he could do for them. And I'm not trying to be that. So, stay committed, y'all. Do what you gotta do. Find new things. Like, if you used to do something in one season and you feel like, okay. Because sometimes you gotta refresh your relationship. It's like, okay, let's do something new. And treating God as if, like, for real, it's a real relationship. It's somebody that you're in love with. Because when you're in love with somebody, you cannot go without them. Like, period. So, just treating God, we need to treat God as if that's somebody like, yo, like, I am in love with you. Like, I can't wait to get on the phone and talk to you. I can't wait to tell you what happened in my day. I can't wait to, like, spend time with you. So, this is the end of the episode. And I just thank you guys for listening. And I kind of was like all over the place a little bit, but I hope that somebody got something. Like, the whole world can listen, but if one person can be impacted, I'm good with that. And so I thank you guys for rocking with me, and I will talk to you guys soon. And I love y'all. And later, y'all.